Hello, CSU staff, and welcome to the September Staff Council Podcast. My name is Stanley Jones, and with me today is my staff council group.
LaShika Thomas.
Mike Stewart.
Ashley Lee.
So we got a good bit going on the month of September. We're going to start it off by talking about a department head change over in Earth and Space Sciences. Apparently, Dr. Barino has stepped down, and Floyd Jackson has taken over. Floyd Jackson also is the chair of the chemistry department, so congratulations to that. This is a temporary move and only for a year. Let's talk about the library, as apparently it's crazy over there right now. So we have a new dean of libraries, Dr. Alan Carras. He says, come by and say hello. He's in the basement office of 52. Einstein's is now open, which I know everybody's super duper happy about. Apparently, it's been open since the 13th, so that's good. So whether you see construction dudes running around or what, you can still go there and get your coffee. There are no functioning restrooms on the third floor now, so the restrooms on the first and second floor are still available. It is possible they might be closed occasionally depending upon the work. So if you got a potty, stay off the third floor. If you're going to use the stairs, please only use the north stairs. I'm assuming that they're talking about the outside of the building. Is that correct? Or is that the inside that they're talking about?
Probably the inside.
I don't know much about it. We're going to consider it to be the inside. The consensus of the group is the inside stairs. So use the north stairs in case you got your compass out. Mezzanine slash loft area on the first floor is open. Circulation and reference desks merged into a new combined desk. That's cool. The restrooms on the second and third floors are also closed. First floor back women's is closed. The first floor restrooms by Einstein's are open. It's still noisy. Archives move down to the first level, and they'll have their own entrance for direct access. Let's see. Now, there apparently we have two separate entrances to the library. One goes straight into Einstein's. The other one goes into the library, so that's good. If you go over there, I mean, most people have been over there, have already seen. There's pretty big changes going on.
Oh, yeah.
The help desk has permanently moved to the back left side of the first floor. I think most, and that where it already was. I think it was already over there, wasn't it?
Not all the computers.
Not all the computers. Okay, so everything's over there now in the back left corner. So if you need help desk, head out there. There's a renovation town hall for the library. Kelly Wilson will be there. She's the director of facilities, and they're meeting on September 6th, which has already happened. So hopefully you made it. let's see. Constitution Day, September 17th, first floor. It's open to everybody. Banned books readout, September 22nd, the 28th, also on the first floor. It's also open to all. And that's about it. So the library's popping, so to speak. Let's talk about the upcoming raffle for alumni engagement. Ashley, can you talk to us about that?
Yes. So in October, we have our regularly scheduled homecoming week activities. Lots to look forward to, but I specifically wanted to highlight our upcoming car raffle. So we will be raffling off a Mercedes-Benz valued at $35,000. Tickets are $100. There are only 958 to sell. We wanted to do that in honor of CSU's founding year of 1958. So you could win the car. There is time to buy the raffle ticket until October 8th. At that point, we'll draw down to 10 tickets, and the final drawing will be awarded at our first Evening at the Bow celebration, which will be at the Bow Bartlett Center on October 17th. So that's going to be a fantastic event. I highly recommend you coming and checking it out. Tickets are only $50 up until September 15th, so try to go ahead and get that ticket. And it'll just be a great big party. There's going to be outstanding music, live performances, creative cocktails, and just a really cool party atmosphere that we haven't yet seen in the Bow Bartlett Center. It's a great way to check out the space and celebrate CSU. And the evening will also conclude with our regular homecoming fireworks, which are arguably the best in town all year. So highly recommend you coming and checking it out. Again, tickets for the raffle are $100 a piece, so go ahead and get yours today. And all of those tickets will support needs-based scholarships for students.
Yeah, so basically we have alcohol, we have a car giveaway, we have food and fireworks. Like, literally it's checking all the boxes for me. What about you guys? I mean, I think that's a cool event.
I mean, I got something for everybody. I think it's great.
Yeah, how can you not enjoy all of that? I mean, I'm just, that sounds great, Ashley.
Yay.
Mike, hit us up with some bowling league info.
Oh, yeah. Come roll with us. We are starting on September the 10th. That's Tuesday, September the 10th at Bolero at 7 o'clock p.m. Hey, if you guys still want to come in, we're still accepting people who want to come in. please do so. We're going to start off on the 10th. Like I say, it's going to be $11 a week. You can come in, have a great time, meet faculty, staff members, family members. Oh, we just got some retirees, friends, whoever they want to come, come out, enroll, have a good time. Let's get to know each other and have a great time. It's going to be a great league. Really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. We already went to kind of test it out, and, man, we had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and it's good just chatting with everybody and just seeing how just terrible I am at bowling. But it was still fun. See, that's the great thing about bowling. It's kind of like playing golf. Even if you're terrible, well, I don't know about golf. Golf can be really frustrating. But even if you're terrible at bowling, it's still extremely fun. And Bolero is a cool place to hang out as well.
Remember, it's also a family-friendly event.
So almost definitely.
That's correct.
So yeah. Everybody's invited. CSU, come on out.
That's right. Thanks, Mike. That's going to be a lot of fun. Lashika, you want to talk to us about some rec center stuff and what's going on with athletics?
Yeah. So first, I just want to thank everybody that came out to our first annual Cougar Suicide Prevention Walk. It was on Wednesday. We had about 60 individuals out there, and we walked, and it was a 5K, and some people even did it twice. I mean, they were ambitious.
Nice. Wow.
If you came out, you got a headband and a cool water bottle, so it was really fun. So look forward to next year us doing it again and having those great partnerships that we developed. So in the world of athletics, we have a couple soccer games coming up. We got one September 13th at 7:30, and that is actually their Sea of Red night. So we're asking everyone to wear red. So go get your red if you don't already have it. And then on September 15th, it's at a 3 p.m. game, and then there's September 18th. On this game, they're playing North Georgia, and it's a rival game, and we know how those can be. But that's at 6 p.m. And then on September 21st, they also have another game. This is Columbus Youth Soccer Day, so the first 50 get in free and get a T-shirt. We're going to be playing Grand Valley State, which is the runner-up in the national championship last year. So that's going to be exciting. And again, bring the kids out to that one because it's Columbus Youth Soccer Day. And then also on September 25th, they have a 1 o'clock game. And then don't forget, we've got men's golf tournament happen at the Columbus Country Club on September 23rd and 24th. So that is a little bit of athletics. Nice. So make sure to come out and participate and watch and cheer on our lovely athletes.
Yeah. All right. We got some great teams here, too.
We do.
Competing for titles and things like that. So if you want to see some skills, head down and check out the soccer games and the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now we're going to shift gears a little bit to the staff council monthly meeting we had. We met this past week. One of the big things on everybody's mind, obviously, is the budget cuts. The president came in and discussed it with us. Obviously, there's no major updates, but he did assure us that they're doing everything they can to be creative. One of the things mentioned was possibly working on some printer consolidation. But the idea is there is a hiring chill, so that means that we're still hiring, but obviously it needs to go through a few extra steps of approval before it gets through to the okay phase. Also, he assured me that open positions would unfortunately have to be on the chopping block before filled positions, which is a good thing. And, you know, it can be frustrating, but guys, budget cuts are budget cuts, and all universities face this stuff. So let's just hang in there, be supportive. If you have some great ideas on how to save some cash, I'm sure the president's office would also be willing to listen. You guys take anything else away?
So there are going to be a couple of town hall meetings specifically for faculty and staff who have ideas about budget solutions. The two upcoming are Thursday, September 26th in main campus in the Davidson Center Auditorium from 1 to 2. And then the next one will be on Friday, September 27th at River Park Campus in Frank Brown Hall, room 1304. And that'll be from 10 to 11. So I think it's really important that as staff, we have the opportunity to come together and submit our ideas and our creative solutions for what could get us there to those budget cuts.
I agree. That's a great point, Ashley. You know, and I think our leadership will do a great job and get us there. But everybody, just be mindful that this stuff's going on. Next at our meeting, we did have facilities come in and mention that people need to make sure they're putting their reservations for space in ad astra. Apparently, we actually have reports that go out, and those reports, if they don't have the uses of the space, it's hard for us to get funding for upgrades and new buildings and things because it's not in the data. So make sure, guys, when you book your spaces that you're putting it in ad astra so we can get the money we need to get some renovations done and some new buildings built.
Yeah, so that means it's about 14 days in advance is when you need to make sure that you have your stuff in. So if you are thinking about doing an event, go ahead and go in there and just block off a couple dates and then go and finalize, because it's better to go ahead and get it in and then instead of trying to wait.
That's a good point.
And is there anyone who remembers what Steve Morse had to say about the difference between adding something in Astra versus adding it as an eQuest?
Yeah, the two don't connect. So when you are doing a space, you just need a room, that is through Ad Astra. But what you need in the space is through an eQuest. So that's where you're going to need the tables, the chairs, an AV system. That is where you're going to need to put those things in the eQuest.
Awesome.
Thanks for that differentiation, guys. And also, I also learned that booking through Gmail, when you book meetings and things, is also not considered official booking. I'm not sure why, but it's not. So keep that in mind if you're booking your events through Gmail. If you're reserving space, it might not be considered official. So make sure you guys follow procedure and go through that Astra when you're booking your event space. So last month, what was our question to ponder last month? I think it was, is it better to try something and fail or never try it at all? Is that correct?
That was our question, but all right, I had one last thing.
What's that?
So I know everybody's excited about our Keep America Active Challenge that's going on.
Nice.
And registration has started already. It started September 3rd, and it'll go all the way through September 22nd. Great. And so this is where you can get your teams together, because you know we're highly competitive. Mm-hmm. And so this is a friendly 8-week challenge open to healthcare eligible and enrolled USG employees. And so we're competing against the rest of USG, mm-hmm. and we want to win. So basically, yeah, get your teams together, and the challenge is going to start on September 16th and go through November 10th. And the first 10,000 participants to complete the evaluation survey will receive a free lunch tote. We always love their lunch totes.
Lunch tote.
Yeah. So go ahead and join your team, assemble it with your colleagues, and get started.
Awesome. Thanks, Ashika. Thanks for the reminder. So question of the month to ponder was, is it better to have tried something and fail or never tried at all? And honestly, I don't think there's a right answer to this. It just depends on the situation. I've always considered trying new things a good thing, but at the same time, if you've bombed terribly, it could end badly. I don't know. It just depends on what you're going for. What do you guys think?
I think it's, you have to try, because, you know, you're going to learn something from every mistake.
Yeah, you'll get something from it.
Yeah, it may not be what you thought originally, but you'll get something out of it.
I think even when you try and fail, I think that just the act of knowing that you can try, and then you can fail, and then you can move on and do something else. Like, that's a very empowering feeling. So I would vote for try.
So vote for try. So the consensus here is go ahead and give it a shot. If you fail, learn something and move on. Is that right? Is that all right? And I don't think there's a right answer to this question. It's more of a philosophical question.
We love those.
Right, we do. All right, so now we're going to mention our, what's our question to ponder for the next month? So the question this month is, if you exercise late at night, will it affect your quality of sleep? And you're like, well, this is a weird question. Well, it's kind of, we're in the Stay Active Challenge, you know, we're trying, everybody's, you know, the, you get all these nice free money that they're giving away for all this health stuff at the USG level. So we're just trying to kind of stay on point with that. So if you exercise late at night, you know, does it hurt your sleep? What do you guys think? You just ponder that for the month. I mean, you know, I sometimes you got to get it in when you got to get it in, right?
I know, right?
I mean, you know, sometimes it's late at night, so.
And for people who are not morning people, but they want to exercise, I mean, I've tried it. There is no physically, like, ripping yourself out of bed at 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
if you're just not feeling
that's not
it.
Happening with me, for sure.
And prefer it to work out at night.
Exactly. I do, too. And something else you got to remember is people use that as an excuse all the time. I can't work out. I don't have time. Well, you know, I don't want to do it at 9 o'clock at night. It's going to keep me up. Well, is that true? I don't know.
Yep.
Email us what you think at staffpod@columbusstate.edu. Tell us what you think, and we'll address that next month. Until then, I'm Stanley Jones.
I'm LaShika Thomas.
Mike Stewart.
Ashley Lee.
Y'all have a great month. We'll see you next month.